This is Katie Hartz with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Helen Williams on the line from World Missionary Press. And we're going to be talking about a really cool partnership that they have with Every Home for Christ. And Helen, you'll tell me more about the Oikos initiative, but before we get there, can you explain how this partnership between World Missionary Press and Every Home for Christ, how it all began?
I think it began years and years ago. I'd say maybe 30 years ago, before my time, and it may be more than that. And they were founded about the same time or a little bit after we were, as a World Literature Crusade, I think, or something with a different name. And then they grew into this ministry and started being active in more places around the world and in greater opportunities. And so the relationship became developed because we have material in so many languages. We provide it free, and they were establishing people in countries around the world. And so that kind of developed. And over the years, the relationship has been very, very close in terms of even the personnel and the opportunities we have. We work with their people in, I'd say 30, 40 countries in a direct basis and in many other areas as well. But we have good working relationships with them. When their African group just got together for a big meeting in Ethiopia, and they invited our representative to be there. We're a primary supplier. They produce some of their own literature, but they use ours as well. And so it's a deep relationship and one that we both treasure. But it's developed over the years. And as they reach into more places and as they stretch themselves, we are right behind them with the seeds to sow and the tools to help. And so, they're probably one of our major, if not our most, we do the most with them, let's put it that way, in terms of material around the world. So, yeah, and it's a good relationship. It's a common vision and a common focus, and our people visit out there, and we have them here to speak in our chapels, and so it's just a really good relationship.
I was reading on your website in the August newsletter. It had some details about the Oikos initiative. Can you tell me more about that and kind of how World Missionary Press, like the role you guys are playing?
The Oikos initiative was something that Every Home for Christ and their leadership came to after taking a look at the world and the time that may be left to us for evangelism and the urgency. And their goal has always been to go home to home and to reach every home. But this is more of a urgency and a more structured approach for them. And they took quite a bit of time to plan this and lay it out. And then when it came to implementation and introducing it to their people, they wanted World Missionary Press to be involved in those discussions because they told us we're going to need more material and we're going to need it on a continuing basis. And so we were part of the original introduction of this, and we are aware of our opportunities here, and it's a challenge to us to supply all of these people in all of these countries that are going out, and they are on the field establishing churches and others that are going to help accomplish this. The goal is to reach every home in the world with the gospel in the next 20 years. I mean, it sounds impossible, and yet their vision is that if they're willing to tackle this, that the Lord will, He will honor that. And this means going into the mountains of Nepal and going into the jungles and going where you don't even know people are and where people have never seen or heard the name of Jesus. And so this is just an amazing opportunity for us as well to be part of this. And this is the first year, really, that it's been going into effect. It was supposed to start for them in January of this year, I think. And so now they have to – and some of these countries – they've had long-term work there, and so the country has been kind of covered over a stretch of years, like Mexico. But this is a renewed effort because the population turns over, people move, people die, people, you know, establish new homes, et cetera. So this is a renewed effort to reach in the next 20 years the entire world population, if you will, which is just amazing. And so they have dedicated people in the field, and I get emails almost every day from one of them around the world saying, okay, when is our next shipment coming? We are down to not having much to use, and we've got people waiting, and so they're really ready to go out, and they're covering their area, their geographical area that they've been assigned, and they need this material. So it's a big challenge, but it's great to be part of, because you know, the scriptures are very clear that if we don't have that vision, if we don't have God's heart, you know, the harvest will not be reaped as it should, and we believe that the harvest is there and ready. So this is a concerted effort to reap that harvest.
I was reading about an opportunity on your website. You've got a list of countries, and then there's an opportunity to, quote-unquote, sponsor one of them. Could you explain what exactly that means?
We have requests from, I think it's 14 or 15, no, it's more than that, EHC people in their country for literature. Let's see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I have 19 open orders here for 20 million booklets right now in these different countries to get material. So we would print them, like a lot of them are Spanish, but then there's Creole. There's the new opportunity in Kazakhstan, which will be in Russian, Madagascar, which is Malagasy. There are different languages involved here, Philippines, which is Tagalog and Cebuano, Sri Lanka, which is Tamil and Sinhala. So there are lots of different, it's not that we can just print one big mass and send it out. There's lots of languages involved. Lots of different shipments that need to go out. And so we presented this as there's opportunity for somebody if you have a particular interest in that country, if you have relatives in that country, if you know somebody that's a missionary that's working in that country, and if you wanted to be part of providing for EHC in Paraguay, which is a new work, then your funds could be designated specifically to support the shipment and the printing of the material for that particular group. The same thing in Mozambique. Mozambique is not a new one, but Paraguay is new. And since this list came out, we've also added Botswana. I just got an email 1st of August that he is out of material and he needs more material to cover, and that will be in a unique language for Botswana. So it's not as though, okay, we're just going to print this big mass of things in one language, in English or Spanish or whatever. It's going to be a more complicated production, so we have to have different languages. And we just thought that by offering it as a opportunity to show the scope and the specific countries involved in this particular printing and this particular time. Now, this is just for getting started. I mean, there will be others of the EHC who have material now who are going to need more later. And these people are going to get enough to get them started for maybe a year or two, and then we're going to start the process again, because this is a 20-year process for them, and they can only store and use so much at a time. They need to keep it going. So this is a continual thing for us. But if people have an interest in some of these countries, whatever that interest may be, it may just be a leading of the Spirit that says, you know, this country needs the word, and this is one where you might want to help. So donations could be made just generally for the Oikos Project. They could be made just generally for whatever World Missionary Press needs right now to print, or specifically for these countries. And people like to be specific, I think, in many cases. They'd like to know kind of where are things going. And so if you read our newsletters, then you'll see that if you do this, if you follow this, and then you'll see shipment status report, you'll see the shipment for Argentina is on its way. And then you'll see a note that says the shipment from Argentina has arrived. And you'll be able to follow I gave toward that, and here's how it's being, it's now printed, and it's on its way, and then it's, and then we'll get reports back, and we put it in our newsletter that this is what's happening from what was sent. And I think people will be encouraged by that to see the process and see how it's used and see how the Lord uses it and feel a part of it. And that's one of the things we want our donors and our supporters to understand, that they are a critical and vital part of meeting these needs. And so we couldn't do without them. So that was kind of the reasoning for asking people, if you want to, you don't have to, but this is an opportunity to support the work in the Philippines or the work of EHC in Peru or the work in Mali or wherever. So, yes, and Mali is an add to this group as well. So the orders keep coming in.
And that's what I love, not only just talking with you, which is great, but I love to see how efficiently that World Missionary Press uses these gifts and then communicates back with people. I think that's awesome, and you know, it's so important just from a stewardship perspective. For those, and we'll help people get connected to give and to get involved in that process, but for everyone else, you know, whether they're giving or not, how can we really surround this project in prayer?
One of the areas of prayer that sometimes we, you know, we ask for prayer here, we for our staff and for safety, for the machinery, for wisdom and putting orders together, but we also pray for our consignees. These people are receiving this material. We provide it free of charge, and they get it through customs and everything on their own time. They do it as volunteers, and they use the material, but they are, many of them are pressed with responsibilities and reportings and the logistics of getting the material out into the field. Most of these countries have established sub-region distribution points, so there's once the shipment has arrived, then it's particularly like in Zambia and Democratic Republic of the Congo and others, the Philippines, larger places like this, there are sub-regions, and so the material has to be distributed, so there's accountability there. And so we would appreciate prayer for those that are receiving this material, that God would grant them the wisdom and the strength and the to do what's needed there to get the material to where it's going to be actually taken door to door. There's just an awful lot involved in sending a container shipment, having it get through customs, having it loaded and delivered, and then redistributed, and before it can be put into the hands of pastors or evangelists who go from village to village or door to door or door to door. There's just a lot of steps, even after we print it and get it out the door. So we like to encourage people to pray for our consignees and the leaders in these countries who are receiving this material and overseeing this enormous project. They are just tremendous people and tremendous partners, dedicated. Some of them we've been working with for years and years and years. Some of them I've met personally. These are just terrific people who are doing the Lord's work, but it's involved and there's a lot to it. And there needs to be that constant communication between us and them, and they're so good at that. And that's kind of my job, to stay in touch with these distributors, national distributors we have in 81 different countries. Okay, what are you doing? What do you need? How much have you got left? What's next? How do we keep things moving so that it doesn't bog down? Because we know that when you involve people in something, if you can keep it exciting, keep it moving. In other words, if it stops for whatever reason, no material, no leadership that's getting you to the next place, then the level of passion recedes. And even though the desire may be there, if there's not something to say, okay, this is what we're going to do today, and here's the tools to go do it, and go get them, and this kind of thing, it dies as just a spirit. It just kind of slacks off because it needs to be directed. And so these people are vital. Just, they're a vital cog in this. And we depend on them, and they depend on us. So, which, of course, is how the body of Christ works, or is it supposed to work. So we would appreciate prayer for them, but also for World Missionary Press, that we would be able to get material to each of these people expeditiously, so that there is no downtime, if you will, or no that their process works and their plan works, because they have the tools that they've counted on to do the work.
Amen to that, and I'll pass all of that along to our readers and listeners. For now, that wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you wanted to add?
No, it's just that this is a tremendous opportunity, and it was birthed in vision and prayer, and we believe that the Spirit is here, and we are just so glad to be part of it, and we appreciate the prayer and the support that we've had from so many, and just encourage listeners that the Lord is working around the world. Some places we know about, some places we don't know all that's going on, but the Word of God is not bound, and there are believers everywhere following the Lord's command to go and share the Word. And so this is just exciting, and I think it's one of the best things we could spend our time doing.